Today is Monday, June 2, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.8 self-forking agent architecture and what it means for your engineering economics, the structural billing shift that sent Uber's AI budget off a cliff, and two diverging inference paths, cloud scale versus edge local, that your team needs to evaluate right now. Let's start with the number that should get your board's attention. A 10-engineer team at a fully loaded cost of $150,000 per engineer represents $1.5 million in annual labor. If a genuine 5x velocity multiplier is real, and Blitzy, an industry operator referenced in recent Moonshot's podcast coverage, reports exactly that with over 80% of development work delivered autonomously, you are looking at $600,000 to $750,000 in annualized labor value recovery. That is the upside. The mechanism enabling it is Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.8 and its self-forking parallel agent architecture. Here is what self-forking actually means in practice. Previously, if you wanted to spin up multiple sub-agents to work on a software task in parallel, each agent needed its full context manually reconstructed, conversation history, project understanding, active goals. That reconstruction overhead ran 20 to 30 minutes per agent setup. With Opus 4.8 self-forking capability inside Claude Code's dynamic workflows, a parent agent clones its full context window into child agents automatically. That setup overhead collapses to near zero. The benchmark performance matters here too. Anthropic reports a SWEEbench Pro score of 69.2% for Opus 4.8, compared to GPT 5.5 at 58.6%. SWEEbench Pro measures a model's ability to autonomously resolve real-world software engineering tasks end-to-end. 69% autonomous resolution is not a research number, it is a production number. The same release notes document a 4x reduction in bug overlooking rate versus prior Opus versions. The strategic play for your board is this: the architecture investment is not in any specific model. It is in the orchestration layer that lets you swap models without rewriting application code. The monthly release cadence, characterized by analysts as likely to accelerate to weekly, then daily, means first mover advantage on any specific model configuration persists roughly 4 to 8 weeks. Spend 3 to 5 engineering days building a model-agnostic abstraction layer using LangChain, Llama Index, or a custom router before you commit production workflows to any single provider. But here is the trap. The same capability that delivers that velocity multiplier can obliterate your AI budget in months if you deploy without cost governance. The AI Daily Briefs May 2026 recap documents Uber exhausting its entire 2026 AI budget in 4 months. The COO was publicly questioning AI ROI. The cause was agentic deployment without session-level token budgets. Multi-hour agentic sessions can reach $50 to $200 per session at current Anthropic API pricing. That is not a per-year number. That is per session. The fix is architectural, not operational. You need hard token budget caps at the session level, not just per individual API call, with cost telemetry instrumented before any workflow goes to production. The pattern: set a maximum token budget per swarm session, track input plus output tokens across every agent call in that session, and throw a hard error when the budget ceiling is hit. Build this before your first production deployment, not after your first budget overrun. Building on the cost governance theme, the broader billing landscape underwent a structural shift in May 2026 that changes every internal cost model your team built before April. GitHub Copilot, Google Gemini, and Anthropic all transitioned to usage-based billing in the same month. The practical consequence: Gemini 3.5 Flash costs 5x more in practice than Gemini 3 Flash. If your internal business case for AI investment was built on pre-April pricing, it needs to be rebuilt. The architectural response to this shift is tiered model routing with dynamic cost-aware scoring. The target configuration is Frontier models, Claude Opus 4.8, GPT 5.5, handling under 20% of your total token volume, reserved for the highest complexity multi-step reasoning tasks. Efficient models like Gemma 2.9b handle the remaining 80%. Classification, summarization, structured extraction. A properly configured routing policy of this kind reduces token costs 35 to 50%, with minimal quality degradation on routed tasks. OpenRouter, which just raised a $13 million Series B and achieved unicorn status, provides a managed version of exactly this routing capability. For teams that want to build it themselves, the design pattern is a lightweight complexity classifier that evaluates each incoming prompt, scores it on a 0 to 1 scale, and routes to the minimum sufficient model. The trade-off is honest. Dynamic routing adds 5 to 15 milliseconds of latency per request and requires a training set of roughly 500 to 1,000 human-labeled prompt examples to bootstrap the classifier. That is a one-time investment, not an ongoing cost. Jeff Dean, chief scientist at Google, made a point in a recent interview with Yannick Kilcher that reframes where teams should focus their optimization energy. 90% of modern data center compute is inference, not training. That figure confirms that inference cost optimization is the dominant operational concern for teams at scale, not which frontier model you selected. Dean also confirmed that 4-bit floating point precision delivers, in his words, high-quality intelligence at dramatically lower compute cost, and that distilled models are almost as capable as frontier models for the majority of workloads. For teams running self-hosted inference, evaluating quantized Llama 3 or Gemma 2 variants against your specific task quality requirements is a one-day engineering exercise that typically surfaces 40 to 60% cost reduction opportunities. Now let's address the two divergent infrastructure paths that engineering and architecture teams need to evaluate against their workload profiles. NVIDIA's physical AI stack, Cosmos 3, the Vera CPU, and Isaac Groot represents the cloud-scale agentic compute path. The Vera CPU claims 1.8 times faster completion of diverse agent workloads versus traditional x86 processors. Anthropic, OpenAI, ByteDance, CoreWeave, and Oracle Cloud Infrastructure are confirmed early adopters. Dell, HPE, Lenovo, and Supermicro are all building Vera-based servers. The action item here is specific. For teams with agentic workloads exceeding 500 staff hours monthly, issue a request for information to at least two of those server vendors with a defined baseline of your current x86 agentic workload throughput before committing to any infrastructure refresh cycle. Do not refresh without that baseline. It is the only way to validate the 1.8 times performance claim against your actual workload profile. The second path is edge local inference. Google and Synaptics released the Coral board at Google I/O in May 2026, an edge AI development board running Gemma 3 on a dedicated neural processing unit with no data leaving the device. The demonstrated pipeline at Google I/O ran speech-to-text, on-device translation, and hardware output entirely locally. The open-source code is on GitHub now. This is developer edition hardware not generally available yet. The evaluation threshold is straightforward. If you are processing over 10,000 queries per day on workloads that do not require real-time internet data or complex open-ended reasoning, on-device inference return on investment turns positive within 6 to 12 months at current hardware cost estimates. The initial assessment costs nothing beyond internal labor. Assign one developer 4 hours to evaluate the GitHub repository against your highest volume, lowest complexity cloud inference workloads. One more pattern deserves board-level attention before we close: the resource ratio that separates successful agentic deployments from technically functional but operationally misaligned ones. Eric Rowan, SVP and CIO at Travelers Insurance, documented in a recorded OpenAI interview how his team went from pilot to nationwide deployment in 2 months. The structural insight: agentic AI requires a 50-50 split between business and technology resources. Traditional software development runs 80% technology, 20% business. Agentic AI requires parity. Business stakeholders must be embedded in prompt engineering, evaluation design, LLM judge threshold setting, and daily iteration review cycles from day one. Travelers enforce this ratio from the start. Their observability system, what Rowan calls mission control, monitors five dimensions simultaneously with 15-minute data refresh cycles: business outcomes, system performance, model performance, customer experience, and intervention monitoring. It includes LLM judges monitoring for response tone, factual accuracy, hallucination detection, and impermissible promissory statements. It includes a hard 10-minute agent shutdown capability. And critically, this infrastructure was built before the product launched, not after. Rowan's resource estimate for this infrastructure is concrete: 2 to 3 senior ML engineers, 3 to 4 months of build time, and $150,000 to $300,000 in platform and tooling investment. That is the enabling condition for confident scaling. Organizations that treat eval infrastructure as optional post-launch work produce systems that degrade within 6 to 12 months without detection, a point Jeff Dean reinforced when he noted the continual learning problem remains unsolved and current models are static snapshots. The risk opportunity pairing to carry out of this briefing is precise. The opportunity: Claude Opus 4.8 self-forking architecture and the tiered routing pattern together can deliver the velocity multiplier and cost discipline simultaneously, but only if you instrument token governance before scaling, build model-agnostic orchestration before committing to any provider, and staff agentic AI at the 50-50 business-to-technology ratio from day one. The risk: every one of those conditions is a deployment prerequisite, not an optimization. Skip any of them, and you are building toward an Uber-style budget crisis or a traveler-style missed opportunity, depending on which you omit. Thank you for your time today. That is your Business Pragmatist AI briefing for Monday, June 2. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.